THE CRIMES OF ENGLAND By G. K. Chesterton Chapter I and Contents Contents Chapter I. Some Words to Professor Whirlwind The German Professor His Need of Education for Debate Three Mistakes of German Controversialists The Multiplicity of Excuses Falsehood against Experience Culture preached by unculture. The mistake about Bernard Shaw. German lack of Weltpolitik. Where England is really wrong. Chapter 2. The Protestant Hero. Suitable finale for the German Emperor, Frederick II, and the power of fear. German influence in England since Luther. Our German kings and allies. Triumph of Frederick the Great. Chapter 3. The Enigma of Waterloo. How we helped Napoleon, the Revolution and the two Germanics. Religious resistance of Austria and Russia. Irreligious resistance of Prussia and England. Negative irreligion of England. Its idealism in snobbishness. Positive irreligion of Prussia. No idealism in anything. Allegory and the French Revolution. The dual personality of England. The double battle. Triumph of Blücher. Chapter 4. The Coming of the Janissaries. The sad story of Lord Salisbury. Ireland and Heligoland. The young men of Ireland. The dirty work. The use of German mercenaries. The unholy alliance. Triumph of the German mercenaries. Chapter 5. The Lost England. Truth about England and Ireland. Murder and the two travellers. Real defence of England. The Lost Revolution. Story of Cobbett and the Germans. Historical accuracy of Cobbett. Violence of the English language. Exaggerated truths versus exaggerated lies. Defeat of the people. Triumph of the German mercenaries. Chapter 6. Hamlet and the Danes. Degeneration of Grimm's fairy tales. From tales of terror to tales of terrorism. German mistake of being deep. The Germanization of Shakespeare. Carlyle and the spoilt child. The test of Teutonism. Hell or Hans Andersen. Causes of English inaction. Barbarism and splendid isolation. The peace of the plutocrats. Hamlet, the Englishman. The Triumph of Bismarck. Chapter 7. The Midnight of Europe. The Two Napoleons. Their Ultimate Success. The Interlude of Sedan. The Meaning of an Emperor. The Triumph of Versailles. The True Innocence of England. Triumph of the Kaiser. Chapter 8. The Wrong Horse. Lord Salisbury again. The Influence of 1870. The fairy tale of Teutonism. The adoration of the crescent. The reign of the cynics. Last words to Professor Whirlwind. Chapter 9. The Awakening of England. The March of Montenegro. The Anti-Servile State. The Prussian Preparation. The Sleep of England. The Awakening of England. Chapter 10. The Battle of the Marne. The Hour of Peril. The Human Deluge. The English at the Marne. The Crimes of England. Chapter 1. Some Words to Professor Whirlwind. Dear Professor Whirlwind, your name in the original German is too much for me, and this is the nearest I propose to get to it. But under the majestic image of pure wind marching in a movement wholly circular, I seem to see, as in a vision, something of your mind. But the grand isolation of your thoughts leads you to express them in such words as are gratifying to yourself, and have an inconspicuous or even an unfortunate effect upon others. If anything were really to be made of your moral campaign against the English nation, it was clearly necessary that somebody, if it were only an Englishman, should show you how to leave off professing philosophy and begin practicing it. I have therefore sold myself into the Prussian service.